Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to House Stephen and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice. 2016 is on the way. Today is January 11th. The National Championship is about to take place in a few hours. Alabama versus Clemson. Who are you for? Who are you with today? Is it Alabama? Is it going to be Clemson? Two powerhouses in football battling out in Arizona desert. All the best to the winners. All the preparation is over. The talking is over. It's about to be game time. Also on the political front, sit 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. How many candidates was it? Vying for the president. Oh man, America, nation in the world, American condition by its politics. Anything goes. As President, Barack Obama began his final year in office, he is left with two objectives: solidify and promote his past success as a cornerstone of his legacy, and at the same time make progress on a few remaining initiatives. Even though the Republican-controlled Congress has little interest in working with him on anything truly far-reaching, the Republicans will continue to attack. It began in 2008, you know. Several of them met and said, "We will stop him at any turn and whatever he do." They have definitely done that to a certain extent. A president, first black, mulatto, as the old African saying say, the old Anglo-white saying, a mixed American, half black, half white. American, mixed, black man coming to be president in the Oval Office, that for every year since its existence, American has a white man there. But in 2008, America turned the corner and elect a president. Did it again in 2012. The same mulatto man. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. He has had one hell of 8 years, but He still's got about a year to go, by 7 years rather, about a year to go. But I don't see no difference in it. They will continue to be just what they are. It is a nation that is founded and has ingrained in its blood the difference between the races, the black and the white man. It is still here with us here in 2014. Some says policy. Some says this other thing. What do your heart tell you it is? Presence of human nature leads us to suspect that if this restitution, whatever you call it, from getting a black man in the office as president, there has been something that brought forward into regard to America. It seems to have leased a very venomous tone of voice for white America and a lot of Americans in regards to this particular man. Now, that is not to say that all presidents, even from the very first one, George Washington, incurred his obstacles and problems in relationship to what he had to do, whether it was from a slave issue or from whatever issues that were dealing with this country. But I do not believe that it has brought to the forefront what this president has ignited in America. It's always there, but sometimes you have the things that happen on the outside just kind of bring those things to light, and that is the hatred in Americans' heart for its minorities and the people within its midst. All nations, all people, no matter who they are, those same situations take place. But I don't know if it is taking place on the scale that is it taking place with this president. It is awesome. The known principles of human nature lead us to suspect that it's something else there. The intervals between the lowest and the highest conditions of fortune of individuals, whether they be black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, regardless of who they are, Irish, Japanese, it doesn't matter who you are. There is lows and highs in all human existence. But I dare say, with this president being in office, America has opened up its vile bowels of hatred. It is strong indeed. The human conditions, our human behavior. You can give us a call if you want to. 619-639-4634. You can talk or listening. Maybe you're still listening to the Alabama game and Clemson game out in the desert. It starts around 7:30 tonight. It may be still on. If it is, listen to it. We're going to be on from 10 o'clock until 1 a.m. in the morning. Stay with us here. Let's talk about America, nation, and the world. America conditioned by its politics. Anything goes. Things about America. America's condition, their essential problem is that America have been lying to themselves for so long, so many years, now they are completely incapable of finding any direction. These are words from the blog www.hermespress.com. America's condition, finding directions. If you listen to public radio here, this is to NPR, you listen to the television programs there, you listen to the talk shows, there's some vile things being said. And this thing about the Muslims, Lord have mercy, America, America, baby, where are you? How much hatred is there in your heart for other human beings? This is just human nature to hate the other man. I think one of the things about modern individualism, which leads its inception in the rebellion against the medieval order, that goes a long ways back, has culminated in ideology that equates liberty with the absence of all bounds, all commitments, all restraints upon any of his action. That's what has happened when President Barack Obama became president. I mean, they just threw caution to the wind. Hell, anything goes when it comes to a black man. You can say anything, do anything, hang them, slash them, cut them, piss on them, whatever you want to do. It don't matter. It's all free and free and free and free, and let's do whatever we can. It don't matter what it is. It's concerning a black man. He's a zero anyway. You can do anything you want to. It's in the American psyche. Goes all the way back to slavery. Importing them out of Africa. Don't worry about it. Their brothers sold them. So you can do anything you want to them. In fact, you black folks, you can do the same thing. Treat them any kind of way. Shoot them. Kill them any kind of way you can. Abort your babies. It doesn't matter. You black and you a knack. It just don't matter. You black and you sit back. You black, you just get on back. It don't matter. Tells the roles of mythicism and scientific reasoning in the medieval order. Words from the American Condition by Richard N. Godwin. We want to thank those agents that help us out in bringing those words of encouragement and the words of defiance and words of whatever way you want to use them here on House of Dunn Gospel Blog Talk Radio. 2016, January 11, our first program of the year. We're approaching nearly 100,000 listeners worldwide. But God is still good. And what and how do you explain the counter-conversive politics that is taking place in America? I heard some folks on media saying that Trump is absolutely smart. Lord have mercy. Subversive politics. Anything goes. Anything is game. You can use anything that you ever did as a human being. To the lowest, to the highest. Who's got the winning hand? It don't matter. It's all in the game. Beat, kill, or kill. With the political game. All the things that have been happening in Ferguson, something I call the Ferguson effect. What is that? Woo! America, what a place. If you got to say something about subversive politics, I want to hear it. Oh, man, you know, I think about the fact that President Barack Obama was crying over the issues in regarding guns and how we kill each other and doesn't matter. We keep making guns. Every time you get up to talk about gun sales go up 100%. Man, what is it with these white Americans? Man, there's something in them. Woo! Not only white Americans buying them guns. There's some black folks buying some guns, too. Some Mexicans. Puerto Ricans. Japanese. Gotta protect my stuff. I, me. Gotta protect what's mine. Somebody's coming to get it. Don't you worry. I'm gonna stop you with my gun. Okay, Obama's legacy. Sometime I wonder, is he concerned with his legacy? A lot of other people, that's what a lot of people talk about, and so far as President Barack Obama. Obama's legacy. That's a president met expectations set in 2008. It's a question. You know, several men met on the day that he was being inaugurated, you know. But they met and started planning how they're going to stop him at every turn. Man. It's awesome, isn't it? In fact, the media knew about it. Everybody knew about it. Man. Brothers, brothers, and brothers and sisters. Our white brothers and sisters. All the games we play, baby. All the games we play. Telephone call season now. Some buzzes here, so I don't need them right now. But anyway, I'm going to set this old cell phone off to the side. Obama's legacy. Has the president met expectations set in 2008? This is an article by Kenneth T. Walsh, January 11th, today, 2016. Let's see what it says about President Barack Obama. I read a quote from the opening of the article a minute or two ago, and I'll do that again. As president, Barack Obama begins his final year in office, he is left with two objectives, according to Kenneth, to solidify and promote his past successes and cornerstones of his legacy, at the same time make progress on a few remaining initiatives, even though the Republican-controlled Congress has little interest in working with him on anything truly far-reaching. Man, how about that? Is that the political game now? Stop him any kind of way you can, abort, hinder, throw blocks in the way, like a football game perhaps, maybe, huh? Make sure you don't get to the goal line. Man, guess who is in the goal in the end zone? You and I, baby. You and I. It is not in the best of circumstances, but it reflects a larger reality. Obama's president has turned out to be less transformational than he and his supporters had hoped. And some folks helped that make sure that happened, too. They met on the day he was being inaugurated, at the same time planning his demise. He has developed many liberal approaches which pleased the Democrat left, but never got the country fully on board as a result of some of his actions could be quickly reversed by the next president in Congress. In fact, that's their rallying cry. I'm going to overturn and reject every executive action he took, especially, wow, they're going to stop Obamacare, they're going to stop all the things that he done. They want to make his president absolutely mute. He accomplished absolutely nothing. A black mark. Oh, a mark on the legacy of this nation. First black president did absolutely zero. How about that? Isn't that the American way? He has adopted many liberal approaches which pleased the Democrat left, but never got to fully on board as the results of his actions could be quickly reversed by the next president in Congress. How about it? Yet Obama, 54, has been seen a consequential president with some important achievements on his watch, to such an extent that the Republican campaign for the White House is based largely on undoing the politics that Obama put in effect. How about that? Man, that's amazing, isn't it? What about progress? What about helping somebody? What about doing something to help some folk? Did he do anything? Obama put into effect, including the health care law. They want to do that right away. So that's taking jobs away. I'm 69 years old, be 70 in October, and then I'm going to tell you something. I worked 29 years with the state of Alabama, Alabama Department of Correction, and I guarantee you, from the day I began working with the state of Alabama, my insurance went up every single year. Now, I want to know who out there that's listening to me that had insurance and still got insurance, that your insurance don't go up every single year. It had nothing in hell to do with Obamacare, why insurance rates are going up. That's insurance companies sucking us. It ain't got nothing to do with President Barack Obama. They want to undo the health care and his nuclear deal with Iran. Oh, they want to undo anything that he done. You need to go to Obama to trumpet accomplishment in the final State of the Union. That's what they say he's going to do tomorrow night. That's January 12th. I was him. I get up and I lay it out just like it is. I start from 2008. You all did every damn thing you could to make sure I get a zero. But I'm going to tell you what. Somebody else is keeping score. I can't keep the score. You may want to keep the score. You may think you got the score. But somebody else has got the score. I'm going to tell you right now. Man, But he can't do that. That'll be just what be playing into the good old white America's hand. I ain't saying it's all white America. It's white America. It's Mexican American, Puerto Rican American, Spanish American, German American. Because we're a melting pot. All of these Americans come in here. The Englishman, the nomad, the Irish, the Germans, everybody, Africans, everybody in the same pot. The part's about to boil, though. Think about that. All two terms, President tended to lose much of their influence during the final year in office as the nation focused on choosing their successor. To remain relevant, Obama wants to set the tone and establish the themes in the 2016 presidential campaign as much as he can. He also plans to travel to extensively abroad, as other presidents have done, at the end of their term, largely because of a commander-in-chief has a lot of more latitude to get things done internationally without the need of congressional approval. And you ought to hear Fox News now. Man, Fox News need to get an award. I'm going to tell you, Fox has made some money in this past 8 years. Lord have mercy. He made some money off that man, President Barack Hussein Obama. He made plenty, plenty, plenty of money. And we all ate it up, every bit of it. Fox in the hen house. They did it, baby. They did it up big.
for the things that's coming for you. God got a blessing coming, and it's waiting on you. You don't have to worry about your child that's running the street. If you tell God, I need more of you, he'll bring that child home. When that husband won't act right, all you got to do is tell, Lord, I need you. I can't make it without you. Love Jesus, love Jesus, love Jesus. I can't do it. I can't make it enough.
Lord,
if he hadn't hung on the cross, where would I be? I'm glad I know him for myself.
I need more of you.
Just listen at that.
Presidents had done, but several weeks ago I listened to the Fox News take on it on the morning show, on the afternoon show as well. Fox News, like I said, they made plenty of money off of President Barack Obama. They've been preaching. You know, the thing they said that President Barack Obama has been the divisive president, but I think the media has really worked at it to the max. Divisiveness of this nation, if you want to consider it to be in a division and divisive type state presidency. He also plans to travel extensively abroad, as other presidents have done. But you should have heard Fox's play on it. Said that he's going to be going over there trying to show up all the mistakes and stuff that he's done before too. Man, it's amazing what human beings do to each other at the ends of that. All the presidents done before now. President Barack Obama going to do it, but he going over there for another reason. He doing it. He just doing what the other presidents had done. Not to say that they didn't go over there to show up what they did messed up or whatever, but anyway, you got to put the bad spin on this man here, President Barack Obama. Largely because the commander-in-chief has a lot more latitude to get things done internationally without the need of congressional approval. That's some powerful stuff, you know that? White House advisors say Obama would deliver a non-traditional State of the Union address January the 12th. Like I said, that's tomorrow night, when he will have the opportunity to seize the nation's attention in one of the most important addresses any president gets to make each year. He will focus not on describing a series of individual policies, as is his customary be, but on big themes. His aides say, especially the fight against terrorism and the need to bring more fairness in the economy and rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Man, he talk about infrastructure all 8 years. They finally did a highway bill 7 months back, I believe they did. But anyway, they should have did more so far as infrastructure. Still got a lot of crumbling roads. There's an article I read today also saying that some of those roads are not as bad as they say. But believe me, they are bad. We haven't put as much attention on that as we should. He will also focus not on describing a series of individual policies as is customary, but on big themes. His aide says, especially the fight against terrorism. Hey, man, and that's something else, though, about terrorism. How in the world do you fight a mindset in terrorism? If somebody decides that they want to die to kill you, how do you fight that? I mean, not only one, a lot of them. They hate you so much for what you have done as a nation and you have done your way of life that they're willing to die, that you die. How do you fight that? There ain't no president that exists that's going to do that. Unless you go there and take that nuclear bomb and as the crazy man Ted Cruz say, see what sand glow. That's the only way you're going to do that. Man, ain't nobody got no guts to do that no more. That may be, that's coming though. There will be some fools come along that going to have the guts to do it. Anyway. Fight against terrorism, fighting the mindset. These folks been fighting for over 2,000 years. That's all they know, fighting each other and killing each other. We do it in seasons. Oh, man. We do it with other people and brothers that we don't like for a while, just like they were doing the slaves, just like they did the Indians, the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans. We take seasons on killing folks for a time, then we let them up for a while. But that season on black folks just stays in. Kill us all the time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, year after year after year, and we black folks buy right into it. We kill each other too, with anything we can get our hands on. We can see each other laying in the street, and we won't even help each other. Lord, I must. Some black folks help each other, though. Not all now. Most of them ain't helping each other with nothing. I got mine. You get yours. Let's go back to our many on the other initiatives that Obama favored have already been announced and faced much hostility and skepticism on Capitol Hill. Man, hostility and skepticism. Hostility and skepticism. Man, I mean, it's, ain't no way. I mean, that's about everywhere you go. They include the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, limiting climate change by requiring lower emissions from coal, fire, power plants, and lacking traditional steps to control the sites of the hails of guns. Me and a brother was sitting in, the white brother, was sitting in Walmart yesterday. My wife was doing some shopping and getting some things. And we were talking about what's going on in this country and other places, about what's taking our place with human beings. Man, it's some hateful stuff being done to each other, man. Do you know the world was made perfect when God made it and put it in the human hands? There was nothing wrong with it. Wonder what happened after that. All these things went wrong. Who fought at that? You think it was God fought? I don't think so. Same way with climate change and all these other conditions. Look at Flint, Michigan. Man, poisoning kids, whoever has drank the water. Man, America, only in America, only in America. But White House aides say there will be a few huge initiatives because they stand little chance of passage in Congress. They've been giving them hell from 2008 up until 2016. Whoo. Thank you. Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful, timely song. Amazing Grace. That's for all of us. Regards to who you are. The amazing grace of God. You know that we are in the period of grace. And speaking of grace, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Despite setbacks and the continued hyper-partisan atmosphere in Washington, hyper-partisan, that means they have drawn the line and each side dare not cross over to shake the other brother's hand on an agreement on anything. Hyper-partisanism. I take my part and you take your part, and we will stay here and rot in hell together. We will go down in this boat together. I dare not compromise. Oh, the sickness of human beings and this politics of today in America. I will destroy this country and agree with you. My way or no way. To hell with the poor, up with the rich, middle class. Get your ass back. Where are we in this country today? America, 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 the dream. Obama is thinking long term, though. Part of what I hope people take from the past years and remind them of my presidency is that we have got big challenges. Believe me, we have got some big challenges. I just spoke of them. Not as necessary in glowing terms. Obama told National Public Radio last month, we got division. Believe me, we have division. And it didn't all come from President Hussein, Barack Hussein Obama. It came from all sides. We got division. Yes, we do have division. As I said before, his becoming president was the root of the division. Find out that you don't like black folks as much as you think you do. You don't like Mexicans as much as you thought you did. You don't like Muslims as much as you think you did. You don't like Irish as much as you think you did. You find out that you don't like a whole lot of folks. It's more about I and me. That's who I like. We got frustrations. That's right, frustrations. If you spend 8 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every news broadcast that you can, like Fox did in America, the number one listening place in America with Bill O'Reilly, pounding gut and lies every single day. What the hell you think you're going to get? Huh? Nothing positive. This president has did nothing absolutely but divided this country. And Fox News, you have helped, brother. Yes, sir, you have. There are real challenges and dangers like Isaac. The Islamic State group. Oh, how about that? A mindset. I will kill you, just like I've been killing my own Muslim brothers for 2,000 years, and I will continue to kill you. That's a little exaggerated when I said 2,000 years, but they've been doing it a long time. That's their way of life. The Kurds and all the other different factions in there. Man, the Shiites, all of them. Hating like hell and killing like hell. Been doing it for a long time. In fact, all groups been killing each other. Nobody's got a corner on that market. We all been killing each other. There's not to say that it can't change. But the ingrained mindset of the human being is degradation. Ain't nothing good in him. Only way he can do something good is that something else be there. That's Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your creator, to create the love in your heart for your fellow man. That's hard to find in human beings. Nowadays, that is. It's out there, though. It's out there, though. It really is. There are big problems around how we make sure the economy is working for everybody in the middle class, families. That's something I need to think about. Gas is down about $1 and some a gallon. The economy is just chugging along, not as much as it's been. But what about when it started out? We were doing pretty rough then. We're doing a little bit better now. He don't get no credit for that, though. Hell, that's somebody else did that. I don't know. We ain't got nothing to do with President Barack Obama, though. He didn't do nothing about it. Anything good happen, ain't no make no part for him. No part, no share he have in that. There are big problems around. We make sure the economy is working for everybody in the middle class. Like I said, we chugging along, not bad as we were, but we're doing better. How do we educate our kids for the 21st century when the kinds of skills? See, that's another thing. Everybody's sitting around on their duff and the electronics and digital type things are taking place and things being done for a lot of people. You can't find no laborers no more. Only folks that want to work is the Mexicans and the people that they don't want to come let in the border. They're working out in the field to put the food on our table. The blacks don't want to go do them jobs because they've been slaves before. Whites won't do them jobs because they want to be boss everybody. That's the thing about America. Who going to work? Don't want the Mexicans to come in and do the labor. We won't do it. Blacks won't do it. Puerto Ricans won't do it. Who going to do it? Are you going to go do it? Huh? Do you have a garden outside your house? Do you have a place where you're teaching kids how to grow their own food and raise bed garden in small plots? You better start doing it. You better start doing it. Big problems. Big problems. When the kids learn the skills, are they going to be the demand for them, or is it going to be the change? You need to stay up on what's taking place. Stuff is changing fast as night, day in and day out. What's old today, what's new today, be old tomorrow. Be much more sophisticated and different from what previous generation needed. That's what people don't seem to be understand, especially this segment of American geopolitics, which means be so mad. Everybody wants cheap labor. That's why America sent all of its jobs overseas, Van de Fer. I can remember in the early 70s and 80s, Van de Fer, when my wife was working there, the faster she got, the faster she had to be. The more efficient she got, the more efficient she had to be. Because they would lay her off and bring somebody in and high, pay them a cheaper labor and put out a cheaper product with less quality. You're talking about dumbing down education. We've been dumbing down our products. We sent them overseas, have them being made for 5 cents an hour, and then bring them back and sell them for $2 an hour over here. Man, what you talking about? How you going to profit like that? Go and make a garment for $5 and come back in and sell it for $50. What the hell is that? How you think that's going to work? Everybody wants cheap labor. If you want to make stuff cheap, build your quality from the beginning right here. Getting too loud in the mic, though, but I mean, I need to back off a little bit, I guess. We got division. We got division. But anyway, you stay with us here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. right, we're going to take a break here for a minute. I want to give kudos to Ken Walsh. Walsh is who we are getting all our information and speaking from his blog and information. Ken Walsh covers the White House and politics for the USA News. He writes the daily blog, Ken Walsh's Washington, for newsusanews.com, and the president, the column for the U.S. News Weekly. He's the author of the book Celebrity in Chief, A History in the President, and The Culture of Stardom. He can be reached at kwalsh@usanews.com, and you can be following him on Facebook as well on Twitter. We want to thank Ken Walsh for an excellent article in which we are reading from today, and follow him on Facebook as well as Twitter, Ken Walsh. Stay with us here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you, Jesus.
'Cause when
the feet of Jesus. Someday.
Full of evil spirits one day.
let me pray while you're on your way. Jesus prayed, and the spirits went into the swine. That man was running all over town. There's a man named Jesus going around the land. He's working
miracles.
Yes, he is.
Miracles.
There's a man named Jesus going around the land. He's working
miracles.
Oh, yes, he is.
Miracles.
Jesus met a man full of evil spirits one day. Jesus said, let me pray while you're on your way. Jesus prayed, and the spirits went into the swine. That man will run all over town. There's a man named Jesus going around the land. He's working
miracles.
Oh, yes, he is.
Miracles.
There's a man named Jesus going around the land. He's working
miracles.
All over town, there's a man named Jesus going around. working miracles.
Working miracles.
He's still working miracles.
Working miracles.
Yes, he's
still.
Oh, I know he is.
Working miracles.
Hiding.
He's still.
And he worked a miracle in my life.
Yeah.
bless you.
All right. We hope you have enjoyed this opening 2016 preview of the year at home. As this, I want to thank Brother Ken Walsh, the blog, for this information that we've imparted to you. And it closes in. Go online and follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, and follow Brother Walsh. As he closes it out at home, as he has said repeatedly, he still wants to take action in various ways, talking about the president, such as imposing more control over guns ownership to reduce violence and limit climate change, but Congress seems unlikely to go along, at least not in the comprehensive way Obama favors. So he will try to find partial solutions through executive orders and other unilateral action that bypass Capitol Hill. Now, the flip side of that, he says, is that the flip side of this technique is one that the Democrats and liberals don't relish. A Republican president can follow Obama's lead and bypass Congress to accomplish his own conservative objective of upending Obama's policy in the process. Now, here's my take on this. Both sides doing the same thing leads to, when one or the other refuses to work with the other, leads to a disengaged public, a public that is skeptical of politicians like they are, increased anger, increased division in this country. In other words, a crack in the wall. Guess who's coming in? The enemy. And that is the fault on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats. Both sides are at fault at the state in which we are in right now. Both bear the blame. The Democrats, president, Republicans, and their efforts, and all of the media that has bought into this divisive type stuff, talking about find a way. I listened in the morning time, the morning Joe, talking about how this president can't work with the Republicans and that he don't know how to negotiate. When there is nothing to negotiate, there's no way to negotiate. When all avenues are stalked and your hands are knocked down so many times, there's no way. It's a two-way street. It's not President Barack Obama's, and it's not all the Republicans. It's both sides. It's the psyche of the American. I, me. And it's going to lead to the destruction of this country. You don't need Isaac or nobody else to come in. If you can't work together, one load the gun, one pull the trigger, you both going to die. Thank you for being with us here on House of the Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Good night, and God bless. Hope your team won.